Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts on the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. This week we're with Margaret Labreck. Margaret, tell us a little bit about what you do at Intel.
I work in the marketing area for WiMAX, and I'm focused on product and technology messaging.
And we've been talking about WiMAX for a while now. Can you tell me exactly what WiMAX is and how it differs from Wi-Fi?
WiMAX was designed from the ground up to be what's called a wide area network technology. So Wi-Fi is designed for what they call local area networks. For Wi-Fi, you might put up a Wi-Fi access point, and that would cover, you know, a local area. For WiMAX, you'd have a service provider put up a base station similar to one you'd see for cell phones, and it would cover an entire metropolitan area. You would need multiple base stations, but the idea would be to sort of blanket a wide area.
Does WiMAX basically take the wired connectivity that's available to homes today, such as cable and DSL, and provide a wireless alternative?
Well, it can do that, but it can also work in conjunction with that. Imagine that you're in your home and you've got cable or DSL to your home, and you're powering your Wi-Fi access point off of that to, you know, disperse that broadband into your home. WiMAX complements that, because when you leave your home and you're on campus at school or you're doing business locally in your city, you'll still have coverage through WiMAX. Now, in areas where people don't have good alternatives for what we usually call last-mile broadband cable or DSL, WiMAX can also provide what we call that fixed connectivity to the home. And we're really talking about taking that home or business broadband experience that everyone's familiar with today and extending it beyond, you know, hotspots. We've really seen uptake in the use of Wi-Fi hotspots, so we know there's a high demand for broadband outside the home and outside the office. People want it in the places where, you know, they are, in more locations. And so WiMAX really extends that. It's like Wi-Fi on steroids. It extends that model so that you can have entire metropolitan areas blanketed with that access to broadband internet.
And WiMAX has been around for a while, at least in the press. Where does the technology stand today?
Well, since 2005, we've seen WiMAX Forum certified equipment being deployed for fixed networks, you know, pretty much all over the globe. Even prior to that, you know, proprietary broadband wireless access existed, and it was in thousands of deployments, especially in underserved areas. What we're seeing now, today, in 2007, is that mobile WiMAX networks have been deployed. KT has deployed one of the first mobile WiMAX networks. And if you've read the news lately, you probably know that Sprint and Clearwire have plans to deploy a mobile WiMAX network that will cover up to 100 million people by the end of 2008 between the two service providers. So I'd say we're pretty well on our way. The Sprint and Clearwire networks, they really have a dream team going in terms of the partnerships that they have in place to deploy mobile WiMAX. And that includes Intel, Samsung, Nokia, Motorola, ZTE, and other device makers.
Sounds like all the major players are involved. And if I own a PC today and that WiMAX network is coming to my area, is there anything that I need to do to ensure that I can connect to that network? Is there another network adapter that I need to buy or anything special like that?
Your service provider would make available modems. You could have a standalone, what's called CPE, which is customer premise equipment. That would be, you know, the equivalent of your cable or DSL modem, but for wireless broadband. Or if you have a laptop, you can purchase a PC card. There are number of different form factors for that, both PCMCIA as well as what they call dongles. There's a lot of cute devices you can buy that have little antennas and hook to one of your slots in your laptop. And starting next year, you'll be able to purchase new laptops with integrated WiMAX. And so if you were looking at purchasing a new laptop next year and, you know, you're in the U.S., it would make a lot of sense to purchase one that has the capability already integrated.
Fantastic. In terms of the technology itself, what type of data rates does WiMAX support? Is it the same type of data rates as Wi-Fi? And is there anything unique to the technology that enables it to extend across metropolitan area networks?
data rates are largely determined by the service provider. Now, the technology is pretty good on the clients. We can handle a lot of throughput. You know, you ask if it's similar to Wi-Fi. Well, Wi-Fi is coming out with new standards. 802.11n, for example, has this technology called multiple input, multiple output antenna technology, or as we like to call it, MIMO. And depending on how many of these antennas you have, you'll actually see Wi-Fi products that, you know, have theoretical throughputs of over 300 megabits per second. So now you can do in-home video exchanges and things like that. Now, WiMAX also incorporates that same MIMO technology. But when you look at the wide area network and service levels that would be provided to you by an operator, what we found that consumers want is they want to take the kind of experience that they're used to with their DSL or cable modem and take that on the road or on the go.
Thank you. I know that Intel was pretty instrumental in driving the ubiquity for Wi-Fi in terms of the delivery of Centrino platforms. Can you speak a little bit about what Intel is doing to help drive the WiMAX transition?
Intel has been involved in the WiMAX ecosystem since about 2003. You know, we have done a massive amount of work in any number of standards bodies, but especially bodies such as the IEEE, which defined the WiMAX standard, IEEE 802.16, and there's different flavors of that. Intel's been very active in that. We've been very active in rallying the different operators and vendors around a single global standard that we thought would meet the requirements for mobile broadband internet. And that was no small feat because vendors, individual vendors and operators, you know, have their own views and have their own technologies, and it was quite a long process to complete the mobile WiMAX standard, and Intel was extremely involved with that. We're also extremely involved with activities within, for example, the ITU, the International Telecommunications Union, which sets global policy for spectrum usage worldwide. And we've been active there to make sure that WiMAX has access to harmonized spectrum and around the world. And why harmonized spectrum is important is because, as we've seen with laptops, you know, people want to travel around the world and they want to have their broadband. The spectrum harmonization is very important from that perspective. So we're driving WiMAX at multiple levels within the ecosystem. And of course, we play a leadership role, have played a leadership role. We've been president of the WiMAX Forum since 2003. The WiMAX Forum is driving the certification of WiMAX devices to make sure that you can have laptops, mobile internet devices, handsets connecting freely to WiMAX base stations, and that they'll be interoperable. That's what we saw really made Wi-Fi successful. It took a while to get there, but you could take your laptop and use it with your home Wi-Fi or to a hotel or cafe or airport, and it would somehow magically work with that Wi-Fi access point as well. So via the certification process in the WiMAX Forum, which is analogous to the certification process in, say, the Wi-Fi Alliance, devices will be able to interoperate in that way.
And do you believe that, you know, one of the things that I'm questioning is whether this will trickle into the BlackBerries, iPhones, those types of devices. Do you think that those are also targets for WiMAX, or is there a line between computing and communications interfaces?
Oh, I think that line long ago became very blurred. We will absolutely see WiMAX in all types of devices. In fact, Sprint has already announced with some of its manufacturers that it's partnering with for its network deployment next year. All sorts of devices, including not only laptops with integrated Wi-Fi and WiMAX, but also mobile internet devices, things that look like smartphones or PDAs, and consumer electronic devices.
Well, fantastic, Margaret. Thank you very much for being here today.
Thanks, Allison. I really enjoyed speaking with you today.
We were here with Margaret Labreck. She's working on WiMAX, the technology that will connect you to the internet no matter where you are.